Ah, what an enchanting evening. It's just a leathery little gentleman in a cape, keeping his own counsel as I shall keep mine. Go on, off with you, you ratted flaps. Now then, as I was saying, it's a lovely evening to visit the cholera pit. Not a cloud in the night sky. Oh, dear. Perhaps the cholera pit can wait. I think I'll make a beeline. Stone above my head, at least. Let's see who I'm sharing shelter with tonight. Whose mausoleum am I loitering in? Let's see. Who have we here? Alexander Graham Bell. The man who disembodied the human voice, gave it wings, so to speak. They laughed at you, called it a parlor trick. Now the voices never stop, do they, Mr. Bell? Not in life, not in death, not even when we beg them to. So, I guess the last laugh is on you. Here's to you, AGB, and to the perfect introduction to our next tale. A tale so steeped in telephone terror that you'll be begging to hang up. So, while I warm me cockles with a tipple or two with Mr. Bell, you, dear listener, you go deep beyond the pale. With Emily Bennett's, the next voice you hear will be your own.
Happy taking the scenic route, Mr. Duncan?
Well, I wouldn't have it any other way, Mrs. Duncan.
I can't believe it. Mrs. Duncan. Gretchen Duncan. Of course, I'll still have to use my maiden name for acting work, otherwise my agent would kill me, but I love the sound of it. Mrs. Duncan. Married by Elvis in a Vegas chapel. Ugh, my parents are gonna go mental.
But as soon as the company's up and running, I promise I'm gonna give you and your parents the biggest wedding you've ever seen.
And as soon as I book this new TV series, I'm gonna give you the biggest wedding you've ever seen.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
yo, lovebirds. Don, keep it steady. Will ya? I'm dying back here.
Aw, a little hungover, best man.
Seriously, dude?
Hey, Richie, why don't we just take you back to Vegas and you can fly home?
Because I can't afford a ticket anymore. I swear the roulette table was rigged.
Yeah, that must be it.
You got a problem, Gretchen?
No, I don't have any problems. It just seems like you brought your life to Vegas and it stayed in Vegas.
Oh, well, why don't you eat a dick?
Hey,
don't talk to me like that, Richie!
Then don't rub my bad luck in my face, Gretchen.
We didn't even have to give you a ride back. You should be grateful.
You were the third wheel on this trip, remember? And then you turned it into... Don, tell your new wifey to chill out, huh?
Are you kidding? You should be grateful we let you tag along.
Guys, we just had an amazing weekend. Can you please get along for the rest of the drive?
Babe, watch out!
Bullshit! everyone okay?
What the hell, dude?
There was a woman walking across the highway. Is she...
There! She doesn't look hurt. She's staring at us.
What the heck is she doing out here?
Is she in trouble?
She is now. Damn.
You are so gross.
Hello? Hi, are you okay, miss?
Hello? Are you hurt?
No. What are you doing here?
We could ask you the same thing.
Yeah, we're on our way home from Vegas, but what were you doing standing in the middle of the highway? It's dangerous.
I wasn't standing. I was crossing.
Okay, what were you... Whoa, is that a payphone?
Hello?
Oh my god, yeah. I don't think I've ever seen one in person before.
Hey guys, why did the hot girl cross the road? To get to the creepy standalone payphone in the desert.
Richie. She hung up.
It's not for me.
Okay, cool. Babe, she's gotta be mentally ill or something. Let's just... go.
She might need help, Gretch. We did almost hit the poor woman.
Your phone's ringing again.
I told you, it's not for me. It's for one of you.
Yeah, this woman is insane.
Gretch, just let's humor her for a second. Okay, is the call for me?
I don't know. If it's not for you, you'll hear nothing. If it is for you, you'll hear a voice.
What voice?
Yeah, this chick's on some ayahuasca or something.
Babe, please, let's just go.
Guys, I almost hit her. It doesn't look like she has a car out here, and if she's in trouble, I'm gonna help her, okay? So let's just play along for a second till we can figure out what's going on.
Always the Boy Scout.
Fine. Then we're getting the hell out of here.
Okay, we're here. So, which one of us should answer?
I just explained this.
Yeah, you did. Rich?
Sure.
Nope. Not for me, apparently. I'll just go back to... That's a good trick. Is there someone remote controlling this thing, or...
This is so dumb. Fine. I'll answer it. Hello?
Hi. Gretchen?
Guess it was for her.
Hush.
It's Gretchen.
Wait.
Listen to me. Job you auditioned for.
How do you know? Hello?
Babe?
Is that real?
Yes. It's real.
But when did I... That's impossible.
Baby, who was on the other line?
It was... Don?
What?
Try it.
Okay. Not for me, I guess.
Oh my god, this is getting ridiculous. Oh, I guess it's for me now. Oh boy. Hello? This is Richie, and I'm so glad you called because my car's extended warranty is about to...
Bet $10,000 on the Hawks tonight. Got it?
Oh shit.
Gretchen, who was on the phone?
Just wait a second.
But why are you...
I said I'll tell you in a second. Just hold on.
Okay.
Are you sure? Okay. I'll do that tonight. Whoa.
Did you hear it?
Yeah, I heard it. Holy shit.
Guys, what is going on?
Richie, do you wanna...
Sure.
Dude, who was on the phone?
Okay, this is gonna sound, it was me. It was my voice calling me, but it was me from, I was calling from a time after now, and I said, to bet on the Atlanta Hawks for tonight's game, and then I hung up.
Okay. Good one, Rich. Gretchen?
It was my voice, too. And it was like he said, from like a time after now. I guess that it sounds so stupid, but like the future? And she sounded kind of strange and worried or something, but she told me that I got the job.
Job?
The acting job. Like, the TV job I've been waiting to hear about. I got it. Or will get it. Miss, who are you?
I'm no one. Just a traveler in the desert like all of you. But this... this is a miracle.
Uh-huh. Rich, no sarcastic comments? Gretchen, nothing?
I honestly don't know what to think. I just know what I heard. Oh, it's my cell. I barely have a signal, but, it's my agent? Okay. Hi, Lori. Can you hear me? Yes. Yeah, okay. Yeah, yes, that works, that works. Sure. That's great. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Babe?
Holy shit.
What?
I got it! I booked the job! I booked the lead! Oh my god! Ah, holy shit! My life just changed! Oh my god!
Are you serious?
Yes, yes! I'm gonna be famous! Oh my god. Oh my god, I'm gonna pass out.
Ah! Oh, ow. Wow, that's amazing. What did she say?
She said, she has a lot of preliminary calls, but basically... the studio will be in touch, and...
The studio?
I know.
Congratulations!
2 months. That's amazing.
Just don't leave without me. Yeah?
We're gonna have a ceremony.
Guys?
Oh, my God. Huh. It worked. And... shit, then I better...
Hey, Frank? Yeah, it's me. Yeah, I wanna make a bet on tonight's basketball game. No. I know. I owe you just one more game, man. No. I just won big in Vegas, and I want to put it to good use. Yeah. I'm on the road right now. Thank you. Yeah. Just put 10K on the Hawks tonight. Yeah, I know the odds, but I got a hot tip, so just do it, okay? Great. Thank you. I'm out in the desert, but you call me when the game's over, all right? Great. Thanks, man.
Oh, my God. Wait, Richie? What did you say?
I got a tip on a game tonight. If I'm right, I'll be $20,000 richer.
Hell yeah.
Game on, right?
Game on.
Phone booth of the future, bitches.
Oh my god. This is insane.
Oh my god.
Guys, someone needs to tell me what the hell is going on right now.
I'll try to explain. My name is Ren, and I used to be just like you. I was traveling on this road towards Nipton, about 40 miles from here. I saw this phone booth in the middle of nowhere. I could hear it ringing, and I was curious. So I stopped and answered it. My future self was on the phone. I was choking. sobbing. I said that I was upside down in my car. An 18-wheeler overturned on the highway, and there was a fire. I was screaming, and then the line went dead. A while later, I drove to town. I stopped at a gas station, and on the news, sure enough, there was an accident on the highway. 9 people dead. So if I hadn't answered that call, I wouldn't be here. I shouldn't exist. But here I am.
Oh my God.
Oh shit.
Okay, fine, but why are you still waiting here?
Because...
The hell? Is it ringing backwards now?
Yes, yes. This one's for me. Hello? Yes. Yes.
Guys, this is a joke, right?
Dude, I don't know.
I mean, how could it be, though? Like, I booked the job. Like, how? She's coming out again.
Why did your call ring backwards?
I wouldn't worry about it.
Jesus. Okay, you said your name was Ren?
Yes.
Uh-huh, cool. Well, I'm Don, and I actually work in quantum computing. I run a startup that... Anyway, I actually know a thing or two about quantum mechanics, and your story is... It's ridiculous.
Don!
I'm sorry. And look, to be fair, theoretically, it could work. Quantum entanglement might theoretically allow us to maintain a connection between the present and future. But practically speaking, in the real world, the issues of causality alone render this improbable.
Can you translate that?
Yeah, basically, I call bullshit. This payphone can't call the future, period. Sorry.
You can believe whatever you want. But there's a difference between studying scripture and seeing the face of God.
Uh-huh. Well, truth is my God, and what you're saying is nonsense.
All things are nonsense until they happen, Don.
Okay. Guys, come on. Let's get the hell back to L.A. I'm tired.
Well, wait a second.
Yeah, dude. Hold on. Let's see what happens out here.
What happens?
Yeah, I just... Let's stay here till the basketball game is done, at least. Just tonight. If it works, I don't want to lose track of where this place is, because... Frankly, we could make a killing. I mean, financially set for life.
Yeah, baby. Let's stay. Just for tonight.
So why are you still here? You just live out here in the middle of nowhere now?
I do.
Why?
Because I'm afraid.
So you just stay out here forever? That's insane!
No, it's not. I altered the future. Technically, I shouldn't exist, and if I leave, death will find me, and frankly, I'd rather live in a purgatory I know than venture into the unknown.
I mean, yeah, I get that.
Jeez, this is absolute...
I have a feeling it's for you, Don.
Go answer it, babe.
Yeah, listen to her, Don.
Fine. This is insane. Hello?
Don?
Hello?
I don't have much time.
Oh.
You need to leave.
What the hell? Who is this?
He's going to kill you, Don! Come back, please! You have
Wait,
to leave!
Wait, who is this?
This is real, please!
Who's doing this?
This is real! Please!
What did you say?
I'm gonna try to kill you. You have to leave and never look back.
Hello? Hello?
Baby? What did it say?
How do I talk to it again?
It will reset in the morning. You're welcome to wait here. I have extra tents if you'd like to stay.
Wait, and you... Said you're alone?
Yes.
Have other people ever come here?
Sure.
Okay. Where are they? They just took a call and left?
Everyone moves on eventually. Don?
Come on, dude. I gotta know if this game plays out. Let's just stay just until I know that. Yeah?
Fine. We can stay here until you know what happens with the game.
Yes! Good, good.
But then we're getting on the road.
Yeah. Yeah. Sure. But who knows, man? You could figure out some quantum shit from the future and get famous. Like the kind of stuff that gets you a Nobel Prize.
Yes! Yes! Oh my gosh, my parents would finally... I mean, that would be so cool.
Yeah. The gambler, the scientist, and the movie star. If nothing else, it makes a pretty damn good story.
Yes!
Woo!
Wow!
I'm glad you're here. Welcome. I still can't believe it. Like, I'm gonna be on set, a huge PR tour, and morning shows. And my life just officially started, baby.
You know, you said the same thing when we got married a couple of days ago.
Okay, so?
So? When did your life officially start? Our wedding or this job? I know which one your parents are gonna be happy about.
No, Don, my parents love you.
Your parents love money.
Excuse me?
And, speaking of, you and Richie seem to be getting along a lot better now.
Yeah, I mean, it's easier to deal with him when I just booked the biggest acting job of my life.
What if he wins tonight?
I guess I'll have more money.
More money than me?
No, baby, what are you talking about? What did your phone call say?
Nothing. Don't worry about it.
Hey, come on. Just celebrate with me. I saved this. It's cheap champagne, but it's still cold. Here. Cheers, Mr. Duncan.
I want that cup.
Which cup?
Yours. Give me that one.
Oh, okay. Here. They're both the same.
Then it shouldn't matter.
Sure. I love you.
Love you too.
Oh, hell yeah! Woo!
Oh, shit! I guess Richie's call was right too! Richie! You got it?
Hell yeah, I did! Boo!
That's amazing!
Richie, that call is for you. You'll need to tell your past self the Hawks won tonight.
Wait, why?
Well, because if you don't tell yourself in the past, you'll never have a chance to win in this timeline.
Dude, that is true.
Go! Answer it! Make sure you don't lose the money before you get it. Babe, I'll be right back, okay?
Whoop de freaking do! That's all she cares about. I can't believe I didn't...
Don?
Ren, hi. Thanks for letting us stay.
Of course. May I?
Oh, sure. Here.
Thank you. How are you?
I'm good. Fine.
You seem troubled by your call.
Yeah, it was not as positive, I'll say that.
A warning.
Yeah, something like that.
You need to listen to it.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I'm still not sure I believe any of this, okay? Just so you know.
Of course. You don't have to believe anything you don't want to. You're a man of science, logic.
Yeah, very, very true.
It's just...
It's just what?
Oh, well, let's just say, if I were the captain of a ship, and in the pitch black of night I heard a warning signal, I might just listen to it.
just in case. Anyway, sleep well, Ton.
Thanks. You too.
Wait, no. Think about that. Now I can double the 20K. And then double that money. Then double that. And shit, I can't even count how much that would be.
Well, wait, hold on. Well, 20 and 20 is 40. Double that and you have what? Like 80K in like two more days.
Dude! Wait, you did that quick. You know, you're smart, Gretch. You don't get enough credit for that.
You think so?
I mean, yeah. You gotta memorize lines and stuff. I know Don gets all the smart guy cred, but you're good.
Thanks. You're not so bad yourself. I should probably go.
Oh, yeah, sure, yeah. But, can I get a hug before you go in?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Thanks.
Hey, yeah, any time.
I can I?
Richie, please don't.
You sure?
I'm sure.
Okay. Sorry, shit. I'm so sorry.
No, it's okay.
No, I shouldn't have. I just got carried away.
Seriously, no, it's okay. There's a lot happening all at once, and I get it. But I can do a hug, if you'll take a hug.
Yeah, for sure. Thanks, Gretchen.
Well, I guess you're not used to winning a bet, so I understand you don't quite know what to do with yourself.
Oh, fuck you.
Fuck you too, Rich.
Oh, shit!
Get off her, you sick!
Whoa, stop!
Ah! Stop! What are you doing?
Get off of me! Ah!
She's my wife, you sick!
Jesus Christ!
We weren't doing anything!
Oh, the hell you weren't! You're all starry-eyed now, and you can't keep your hands to yourself, can you?
He's bleeding!
God, stop!
Oh my God. Guys, look! The sand, it's... The sand is moving! Look!
What the hell is that?
Oh my God.
It's like quicksand or something.
Back up! Move!
Oh my God. Where his lip fell, it's on the sand. It's churning.
Like it's drinking my blood.
Not enough blood!
Guys, stop! Stop it! Listen!
Oh my God, you can hear it.
Is it alive?
That doesn't make any sense.
None of this makes sense. But it's happening.
You know what else is happening, Gretch? We're getting an annulment. This marriage is...
Why, Don? But because you saw us hugging? Baby, it didn't mean anything. Like, I love you.
Bullshit.
Don, it's not bullshit. I...
Guys, sorry to interrupt, but it's changing again. The sand is to...
It's closing up.
Dude, this desert is the... There's something not right out here.
Well, I hope you two enjoy it together. You can both stay here and rot for all I care.
Baby, please! Please, nothing happened!
Yeah, man, it was my fault, but she didn't do anything.
Save it, okay? You just won a bunch of money, and she's gonna try to kill me tonight! So you actually did me a favor.
Wait, what did you say?
My phone call. It said you were gonna kill me tonight, Gretch. You, my wife, my new wife! I can't believe I was so blind. All you think about is yourself, your rotten, narcissistic self. And I hope you rot in this hellish desert with my former best friend. You both deserve each other.
Baby, I... Don, I didn't do anything.
I would never hurt you.
You just did!
Oh, my God.
Look, look, this sucks and all, but we might have more pressing matters. Like, this desert, I think it just swallowed my blood. It could sink around us right now. We gotta go, Gretchen.
Go where?
We gotta get out of here. Now!
Damn it! All right, which one of you did this?
Did what?
My car won't start.
I haven't touched it.
Yeah, what about you, huh?
Ow! Ow, Don, let go of me! You're hurting me!
You let her go!
Did you do this? How are you gonna do it, huh? You gonna kill me in my sleep? Slit my throat? Bash me in the head?
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm not going to kill you. I love you.
Get off of her! What the hell? You've lost your fucking mind, man.
No, my eyes are finally open. That's all. I see you both for what you are.
Dude, listen. I know our calls were right, but Gretchen would never try to hurt you.
Oh, you're speaking for her now.
Just listen to me. Did the call say Gretchen was going to kill you? Specifically.
It said she is going to try to kill you. You need to leave.
She?
Yeah.
There's another she here, Don.
I didn't. Oh, shit. Ren. Gretch, I panicked.
We can talk about it later. Right now, we need to get the hell out of here.
Yeah, the car.
Let me try. Give me the keys.
Gretchen, I thought, you know, he won all that money. And I saw how impressed you were.
I wasn't impressed, Don. I was just trying to be happy for your friend.
I am so sorry.
Anything!
It's dead. I think that girl Ren has been fucking with us this entire—
Oh! What?
Who? Oh, Jesus! Was that an arrow?
Oh my God. Oh my God, are you—
I'm bleeding. Where is she?
I don't see her.
She's hiding in the dark somewhere. Ren! Ren, stop this now!
Oh, she got my neck. Oh, Christ, I'm really bleeding.
Oh my God. Richie. The sand! It's happening! It's happening again!
Dude, get in the car!
Oh, shit.
Don't wait on the sand! It's going to swallow you!
Get in the car!
I'm in. Do you see her?
No, but... Oh my God. The sand, it's moving. It's moving a little like water.
Sinking. And what is this?
Oh, shit. Shit. Guys, the sand, it's swallowing the car.
Ah! Get out of here, Richie!
I can't. Oh. Help me. Oh my God.
Richie.
Oh my God, help
Richie!
Me.
Help me. No.
The desert swallowed him. We have to get out of here.
Watch out. She's still shooting at us. Come on.
What are we?
The booth. We have to get inside the phone booth.
He's just gone.
Focus. Give me your hand, Gretch.
The arrow. In my back.
No, you shouldn't have pulled it out, Rachel. God, you're bleeding. Come on. We have to get inside.
The sand around it,
the ocean waves.
How are we not sinking?
I don't know. I don't know. I can't think.
Let the phone won't just... Hello?
Hi, Gretchen.
Ren! Ren, what the hell are you doing to us?
I want you to tell yourself you got the job.
What?
In a moment, your past self will answer the phone. I want you to tell her the good news, or I'll kill you both right
Gretchen,
now.
Gretchen, what is she saying?
Do you hear me, Gretchen?
Yes, I heard you.
Good. The next voice you hear will be your own. Hello?
Hi, Gretchen? It's Gretchen. I am... Listen to me. You're going to book the job. The TV job you auditioned for.
How do you know?
I just do. Congratulations.
Hold on.
I told her! Is that what you wanted?
Gretchen, close the door. Close the door! No, Gretchen, no!
She shot me.
Oh, my God. Please stay with me, Gretch. Look at me. Look.
I can't feel anything. Dawn... I love you.
No, Gretchen, please.
I love...
Gretchen! No! Fuck you.
You hear me? Fuck you!
Hello, Dawn.
Why are you doing this? Why are you doing this? We haven't done... anything to you!
You didn't heed the warning signs. No one made you stay here, Dawn. You chose that.
What? What warning signs?
You steered your ship into a dangerous port, and now you must pay the price.
What price? I don't understand!
This desert is not just a desert.
It's a graveyard. As far as the eye can see, deep beneath the sand, there are bodies. Bodies of travelers just like you. The sands demand blood, and I am the acolyte to feed it.
Bodies? I don't... Wait, you're saying under the desert is filled with bodies? How many?
I lost count long ago. Now, in a moment, your past self will answer the phone. I want you to tell him everything will be all right.
Sure. Yeah.
Good. The next voice you hear will be your own.
Hello?
Hello, Don.
Who is this?
You know who this is. Fuck the theories, okay? I don't have much time. Listen, she's gonna try to kill you. Oh. You need to leave.
What the hell?
Ren, the strange woman is going to kill you. Don, come back, please. You have to listen.
Who is this?
This is real, please.
Who's doing this?
This is real, please. Listen, I know you just got married. You have your whole life ahead of you.
What did you say?
She's gonna try to kill you. You have to leave and never look back. Hello?
What do I do now?
looking you, but she was looking at me the entire time.
You are dreaming. You're dreaming. That's all I gotta say.
I don't know, Bobby boy. You have to admit it, man. I'm good with the ladies, man.
I swear to God, man, those tits were real.
Man, you ain't never seen real tits, Bobby boy. Not since you was breastfeeding.
Whatever they were choice. Two thumbs way up. Hey, you got eyes on that map? Ain't gonna miss this town.
Yeah, it, oh, damn.
What?
Oh, my phone died. Not sure when.
Shit!
I got no clue where we are.
Petey, man, I brought you up on one job, and you're gonna lose it for me? What the hell are you even good for?
Wait a sec. You hear that?
Well, I'll be damned. Look at that. Old-fashioned payphone in the middle of the desert.
That's not the only thing out here. Jesus Christmas. Look at her.
God.
Petey boy, I'm about to go ask this fine-looking lady for directions.
Yes, sirree.
Hello. Hello there. You from around here? Miss? Can't you even hear me?
Oh,
hey there. What you doing all the way out here?
I live here.
Oh, yeah? Well, you mind if I ask you for some directions? My friend here got us a little lost.
I'll certainly help if I can.
Great. You hang back. I saw her first.
Whatever, man.
I'm coming.
What on earth is this thing doing way out here? Ugh. What the hell? Hello?
Peter, listen very closely, Peter.
Whoa.
Shut the fuck up for a second and listen very closely. She
who is this?
I know you know who I'm talking about. She is going to
oh, dear. What a rabbit hole of horror there from Emily Bennett. I must say I'm still suffering from the future shock of it all. Still, the rain stopped, the moon shining bright. And would you look at the size of that obelisk? Oh, what's that swooping down? Landing on the top of said towering obelisk. That's no bat. No. This shape is shaped more like a shape. Could it be? Could it really be my old friend? Oh, no. He's back to the skies. Where's he off to? Looks like he's going where I'm going. See you next week, listener. Live from the cholera pit.
You have just listened to The Next Voice You Hear Will Be Your Own, written and directed by Emily Bennett, featuring the voice talents of Madeline Morell, Nick Fondoulis, Samuel Dunning, Rigo Garay, Larry Fessenden, and Emily Bennett. Recorded by Matt Rocker and Will Watley at Underground Audio in New York. Sound design and mix by Sean Duffy, and original score by Graham Resnick. Additional music by Epidemic Sound. produced by Larry Fessenden and Glenn McQuaid, along with Jordan Goss-Pere and Rigo Garay. Copyright Tales from Beyond the Pale, 2026.